Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Mackay and Witt Sunday Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, May 17. JCU researchers break down criminal behaviour. A criminologist weighs up the risk of vigilantism in Mackay and the Witt Sundays and calls for other cities to do their part in generating renewable energy. Queensland researchers have discovered abuse and neglect can put kids on the fast track to a life of crime. A team from James Cook University examined the link between adverse childhood experiences and youth crime. Dr. Wendy Lee says they found exposure to childhood maltreatment increased the likelihood of future criminal behaviour by 50%.
When we look at the gender, we found female youth offenders have high prevalence of sexual, physical and emotional abuse than male youth offenders.
A reminder, help is available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. Meantime, a criminologist is warning we must remain level-headed amid a rise in youth crime and not to take matters into our own hands. Dr. Terry Goldsworthy says there's been examples in the past where people have been charged over trying to pursue stolen cars or using disproportionate force during citizens' arrest, resulting in deaths. He told listeners the Briefing podcast there are serious consequences if things go wrong.
You may have a citizen who engages with a lateral neck restraint and results in some serious injury to someone. They may well find themselves a subject of criminal charges and be a very expensive lesson and the possibility of doing substantial jail time.
Also making news this morning, Nationals leader David Littleproud says cities need to do their part to generating renewable energy instead of regional areas like the Pioneer Valley being impacted through schemes like the pumped hydro system. He believes rooftop solar and offshore wind farms are a better alternative, claiming the government is recklessly destroying homes in the Pioneer Valley in a race to green energy.
They've gone down this ideological bent of a $12 billion investment in a hydro scheme that will just basically, I believe, never get off the ground.
Energy Minister Mick Debrini, on the other hand, says the LNP have been caught out, suggesting we buy privatised energy from the southern states, stripping regions like Mackay of thousands of good, high-paying jobs. Let's take a look at some sport now. The divide between the top and bottom halves of the AFL Mackay men's ladder continues to grow following the definitive wins over the weekend. Mackay Magpies remain at the top spot after defeating Bakers Creek Tigers 95-35. Eastern Swans are behind on percentage only following their 132-7 win against Mackay City Hawks, while North Mackay Saints took down Whitsunday Sea Eagles 82-45. And local rugby league talent will be hoping to impress State of Origin selectors when the Under-19 Women's National Championships begins today. Emily Bella, Kayla Shepherd, Libby Surrah and Lily Peacock from Mackay Cutters will play alongside their regional Queensland counterparts for the Sapphires side, taking on teams from across the country. The comp serves as the main selection event for the Under-19 Origin team. And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.